Can I go back to Egypt for just one second? But it's not having to do with the government. It has to do with the visa for the Jamaat Islamiyah member. You said last week that there was a, you were looking into the circumstances of how this was issued. Have you determined how this, how it happened, and are you aware that Representative King has asked, formally asked Homeland Security to find out, you know, to find out how he was in fact allowed entry, quite apart, separate from the visa issue.
Mm-hmm. On the latter, yes, I've seen the reporting. As we promised, we did look into it. Unfortunately, you're not going to be happy with me when I tell you that we are not going to get into the details of confidential visa issuance. He and the rest of that delegation who were here last week have all now returned to Egypt.
It is a mistake to have issued him a visa, given that he is self-proclaimed a member of Jamaat Islamiyah.
Well, let's start with the fact that we have an interest in engaging a broad cross-section of Egyptians who are seeking to peacefully shape Egypt's future. The goal of this delegation, as you know, was to have consultations both with think tanks, but also with government folks, with a broad spectrum representing all the colors of Egyptian politics, liberals, Islamists, Salafists, women, Bedouin Christians. We were encouraged that they were willing to travel, that they were open to meetings with us, etc. But in terms of specific questions on the visa issuance, I'm not at liberty to get into anything.
Well, here's the, so the question, and I don't think it's an unreasonable question, it's whether it's a mistake to let somebody who is a self-proclaimed member of such a group in or not. It may be that the threshold under the law is higher and that you have to do more than just say, hey, I'm a member of X. You actually have to have a card or, I don't know, pay dues. I mean, maybe there are...
A T-shirt?
You know, I bet he has one. But the question is whether this is a mistake or not, regardless of... Nobody's asking you about the specific details of the issuance or, you know, it's just, did you make a mistake?
Again, with regard to this case, we pledged to you that we would look into it. We did look into it, but I can't get into any further details with regard to the how, why, where of the issuance for all of the reasons that we usually state. With regard to the broader principle of engaging a broad cross-section of Egyptians, as I said, we think that's a good thing to do.
So in the future, you're going to allow in members of foreign terrorist organizations to the United States government because that's an interest to the U.S. government to talk to a wide range of people?
As we always do, U.S. law comes first.
I don't recall you saying when you said you were going to look into it that you weren't going to tell us what the results of the investigation were. I missed that part.
That's true, you did.
I missed it because I don't think you said it. And I think there was an expectation that if someone acted inappropriately or if somehow this guy slipped through, if procedures were violated, that you would at least be able to to say that. So can you say has there been a determination that someone missed the ball here?
Again, I can't speak to what our looking into this resulted in, except to say that the delegation has all departed the country now.
Well, right, but we knew that they had left on Friday, or were in the process of leaving on Friday.
They were.
So
I've said what I've got on this.
I understand, but I mean, if you say you're going to do an investigation and the results of the investigation are secret, that's...
I said we were going to look into it. We did look into it.
And that's it? It's a done deal?
Under U.S. law.
So the matter, no one's going to face any disciplinary action? There hasn't been...
I'm not going to...
I don't understand how that gets into the privacy. I don't